Right now, we're going to go to our friend, Dr. James S. Robbins, and we're going to talk to him about this and what we were just talking about with NATO. Dr. James S. Robbins is a member of USA Today's Board of Contributors and author of Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. And he has taught at National Defense University and the Marine Corps University and served as Special Assistant in the Office of the Secretary of Defense in the George W. Bush administration. Woohoo! Yeah! And he's right here, right now, fresh off the article in yesterday's USA Today, which Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will face anti-Catholic bigotry. Yes, bigotry. Explain.
Hey, Crane, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Great to be with you.
You know, I think that the subtext of a lot of the criticism, I mean, we haven't seen it as overtly yet, although I think that's coming. But really the subtext is that, oh, this guy, he's not just he's a Catholic, but he's a believer, he's a conservative Catholic, and so his religious views are going to shape everything that he does on the Supreme Court.
And that is a concern because they will say he will not be able to set aside his religious views if they contradict or conflict in any way with the Constitution that he's interpreting. Yes?
Yes, exactly. And even though that the separation of church and state, yes, it is enshrined in our Constitution, but that does not mean that we as individuals or even public servants can't use their own beliefs, their own morality, their own ethics, or whatever informs them in their life to come to reasonable decisions under the law.
I can't wait to read your book because I have a feeling you probably touch on the history of the letter to the Danbury Baptists, of Jefferson and others, and understanding history and context and therefore not getting conned by the text. Do you do that, generally speaking?
Oh, absolutely. I have a chapter on the tearing down of religion in the public space, looking at things like Ten Commandments monuments, the Bladensburg Peace Cross, and things like this. But, you know, if you look back in the Supreme Court jurisprudence, and by the way, lately the Supreme Court has sided in favor of monuments and things like this, generally speaking, you can find decisions in which the court says that there can be no presumption that Congress or any lawmakers would ever pass a law that was destructive of religion because this is a religious country.
Based on Judeo-Christian principles. I mean, that's the idea. And that allows and affords everybody, whether you believe or not believe, in whatever you want to believe. And thank heavens for that. It's not about coercion or a theocracy. I digress only to ask you this. As you've seen these fights over the years, are we reaching a new level? Are we turning it up from 10? Are we adding 11 to this?
Seems to be. I mean, and that's true across the board. I mean, absolutely everything. Any political debate becomes the end of the world, you know, a major catastrophe and so forth. And particularly if you look at Brett Kavanaugh, some of the rhetoric that's coming out about him, you know, that it's going to be the end of constitutional government or some nonsense like this. Well, yeah, this guy actually is a pretty, he's a conservative, but he's a pretty moderate conservative. You know, he was a major part of the George Bush administration, George W. Bush administration. It's not like he's a rabid Tea Partier, you know, or something like this. I've seen conservatives, some of the more hardline conservatives, saying this was not a good pick because he is not conservative enough. So the fact that his opponents and his critics just kind of dust off talking points that they would have used no matter who was the nominee, and just say that this is the end of the world. I mean, they're really losing.
Well, that's a pretty big accusation. Like, no matter who would be the nominee, are you saying they had signs that and letterhead for emails that was, you know, pretty much just insert name of nominee, and it was the same kind of attack? Are you saying that existed, Jim?
Oh well, you know, you had people within minutes of this being announced. You had people with pre-printed signs touting anti-Kavanaugh websites that showed up in front of the Supreme Court and were yelling and screaming, literally yelling and screaming. And let me tell you, I would bet you anything that they had suitcases full of signs with every possible name already on them, already pre-printed, already ready to go, and they just picked out the right one.
It's very interesting. And the thing is, I have no problem with people going back and forth on a particular issue. I hope that's encouraged. I hope we don't have to have places where we really can't have the debate because of intimidation, physical or otherwise. That said, we go to intimidation of one Vladimir Putin and the potential for more aggression from Russia as we know it today. NATO summit, President Trump saying, hey, pay your bills. You talked about this early on and you said, you came out right away and you said, President Trump is right about NATO. And you said that when he first said it years ago.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, particularly on the issue of burden sharing, and that's been an issue that Democrats and Republicans have talked about over the years. I don't know why it suddenly became such a big deal with Donald Trump, like he was going to destroy NATO. In fact, if you look at what he was saying to Chancellor Merkel today, he was accusing Germany of threatening NATO, saying that Germany was doing things in order to kiss up to Vladimir Putin because the Germans rely on Russia for their natural gas and energy. So on the one hand, you have Donald Trump saying, hey, Germany, you're being nice to Putin. You need to stop and be more of hardline on NATO. And then you have the American press saying, oh, well, Trump's just trying to support Putin.
Here's a short version of what you just...
absolutely no sense.
And a short version of what you just spoke to.
We have to talk about the billions and billions of dollars that's being paid to the country that we're supposed to be protecting you against. I think it's something that NATO has to look at. I think it's very inappropriate. It doesn't seem to make sense that they pay billions of dollars to Russia, and now we have to defend them against Russia.
Just citing what you spoke to earlier today, this morning at breakfast, and having a 8-minute exchange over that overall, and speaking to, wait a second, get the rest of the story. Part of the story with NATO is the concern over Vladimir Putin and Russia and the summit coming up. If you had a recommendation for our president, final question, what would it be to go into that negotiation and that meeting with Vladimir Putin?
I think that he has to take a pretty hard line with the Russians. I know that we have some overlapping interests with Russia, say in Syria and places like that, but it would be useful for the president, both in terms of diplomacy and politically, to call out Russia where things aren't so good, like annexing Crimea, like their threats to Europe, like their support for Iran's nuclear program, and things like that. President Trump should call them out, and also to demonstrate to the media, if they're listening at all, that he is not somehow trying to enhance Russia or bring Russia up on the world stage or anything like that.
Dr. James S. Robbins, the name of the book, Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past.